my name's Marnie Buffett, and I'm the Early Years Coordinator for Kenora Catholic.
We're talking about the Early Years Arts Festival, which is taking place next couple of days. Can you talk about what it's going to look like this year?
Yeah, well, it's definitely going to look a little bit different than it did in past years, Mike, since this year it has flipped to being online. But, you know, I'm actually thinking that I'm even more excited about it this year because in the past it has only been a one-day event. And we thought it would be so great if we could offer a virtual event each Sunday for the entire month of March. And so in the end, families will get the opportunity to be a part of even more amazing arts experiences this year than was ever possible with just a one-day event.
And because it's online, obviously some registration, so how can that happen?
Yeah, so families have the option to be a part of not just one, but four different events that will happen every Sunday at 11 o'clock all throughout the month of March. And it is open to all families with young children in the Kenora, Ear Falls, and Red Lake area. And I should mention that the first 150 children to be signed up will receive a package of art supplies to use when participating in the festival. And everything is totally free, and the lineup of artists is amazing. So I really feel like these packages are going to go quite quickly. And so I'd really encourage families who are interested to go to mykenoracatholic.ca as soon as you can, just to guarantee your spot.
And what can we expect during this festival?
Well, actually, you know, this past weekend, two of the artists from Red Lake actually sent me a recording of the activity they're planning on doing for the event. And so my daughter and I decided to check it out, and I can honestly say it was such a blast. Like, the artist had us up and dancing and creating, and we were laughing. And it was just so great, you know, to have that much fun together. And we would really want, like, for as many families as possible to experience that as well.
Talk about the importance, especially during COVID-19 lockdowns, and everybody, of course, it's a different nature right now. Why is it so important to still hold this event?
Yeah, well, you know, the arts is really interesting. It has kind of this wonderful way of, like, connecting people. And no matter how you feel before you start, you always feel so amazing by the end. And you know, there's a lot of research, you know, on that around, like, you know, what's actually happening in the brain while you're participating in the arts. But I think that it's probably just, like, what a lot of people need right now. And so, you know, families who sign up will get to join with local artists for an arts and musical experience for the whole family. And, you know, they'll get to be, you know, they'll get to dance and drum and sing and listen to stories and music. And I'm telling you, you go in, you know, feeling one way and you come out feeling just so wonderful. So we really hope that a lot of families will take part in this.
It's the Early Years Arts Festival. Anything else before we let you go, Marnie?
I think that's everything. But thanks so much, Mike. I really appreciate you having me here.